You're listening to SBS News.
Ash, that's terrible touch.
It's a Tuesday night and training with the Dunbar Rovers Football Club in Sydney's south. The beautiful game at the local level.
Go, Chloe.
That's Tolga, who coaches the team, which includes his daughters, 16-year-old Aisha.
Football is my beautiful world.
And Alia, who's 15.
Football is my fashion.
Their mother, Natalia, watches on from the sidelines as the sisters run drills along with a dozen or so other girls. It's fair to say this Spanish-Australian family is football mad.
We're all footballers.
That's Natalia, who also manages all of Dunbar's girls' teams, which play in the lower divisions of the state-based National Premier Leagues. She handles admin, coaches, managers, apparel, registrations, you name it. Natalia has a hand in it.
My position in Dunbar is what I want to see. I want to see the club and the girls' growth go into NPL 2 and then NPL 1, and then some of those girls may go off to even other branches. From last year to this year, we already had 8 players that went into NPL 2 and NPL 1, and growth is huge.
This year is a special year for women's football because it's a World Cup year. The Ugarte family, like many Australian families, has split loyalties between the country of Natalia's ancestry, Spain, and the country of her children's birth, Australia. It's plain to see which side Aisha and Alia will be supporting.
I mean, if Australia's versing someone, okay, obviously I'd go for Australia, but if they're versing Spain, yes, Spain.
It's evident Natalia keeps the girls close to their Spanish roots.
Everybody plays players different. This is a seafood, typical seafood paella.
That's Natalia's father, Julian, explaining how he makes the famous Spanish dish paella. Julian and his wife, Rosalia, were leading members of Sydney's Spanish community after migrating from Spain in the 1970s. Julian was a former president of the now-shuttered Spanish club in downtown Sydney where Natalia danced flamenco.
There was only a very small group of Spanish people, so that was the place to go, that was the place to be in, and my brothers grew up in there. I grew up in the Spanish club in the what you call the guardería, which is like the kindergarten there, whilst my brothers were up in the disco.
Natalia also played in the Spanish club's first ever women's football team in the mid-90s.
And even back in those times, there wasn't the amount of levels or where you could go or where you could grow in football in the women's world, so to speak. It was difficult. We came across some really tough opponents. We played a lot of state league players. And we did what we call the ethnic cup, and we're in the finals then as well. We lost to England, but it was a different era to what it is now.
But now the Spanish club has been boarded up, the music stopped. Football is what the Ugarte family holds dear. Some 3.5 billion viewers from 200 countries are forecast to watch this year's Women's World Cup, and national associations are waking up to the potential of women's football.
Growth in women's football is becoming existent now, which wasn't there, or not as much support or growth when I was playing. So it's a huge thing to be able to have women's football and representatives like Sam Kerr and Belinda, the goalkeeper, and things like that, where they're going to grow into or have that dream or journey in football is so important. And countries have to evolve with that as well, I think. And it's time. I think it's time for women's football to do that.
Darren Mara, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.